This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Exercise intensity, effort, and physiological stress, a framework for understanding training zones. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Exercise intensity exists along a shared physiological continuum that integrates both resistance and endurance training frameworks, connecting objective performance metrics, such as repetition maximums and VO2 max, with subjective effort scales, including rate of perceived exertion, RPE, and Omni ratings. Understanding how these components align is essential for clinicians and coaches designing evidence-based training programs that match physiological adaptation to intended outcomes. Key takeaways: exercise intensity spans a continuous spectrum from very light to maximal effort, with both resistance and endurance training operating on shared physiological principles of oxygen consumption, heart rate response, and lactate accumulation. Resistance training intensity is quantified by percentage of one repetition maximum, 1RM, and repetitions to failure, ranging from 30 to 50%, 1RM for endurance work, 15 to 20 reps, to 80 to 90%, 1RM for strength building, 4 to 6 reps. Aerobic training intensity is structured around two critical lactate thresholds. LT1 marks the onset of lactate accumulation, transition to steady aerobic work, while LT2 indicates rapid lactate buildup and the anaerobic threshold, perceived effort ratings, OmniRest scale of 1 to 10, provide a practical, subjective complement to objective metrics, enabling personalized training prescription and real-time intensity modulation. Exercise intensity zones across training modalities, relationship between objective metrics, 1RM percent heart rate, lactate threshold, and subjective effort ratings, OmniRest scale. Very light, zone 1, twin light to moderate, zone 2 to 3, moderate to hard, zone 4, cent hard, zone 5A, 80 cent. Very hard to maximal, zone 5B, 6 cent. Source: Exercise Science Framework, Integrated Resistance and Endurance Model, Georgian Medical Journal News. The intensity spectrum, a unified physiological continuum. Both resistance and endurance exercise exist along a shared continuum of physiological demand, where workload progression drives increases in oxygen consumption, heart rate, lactate accumulation, and perceived exertion. This unified model, grounded in exercise physiology literature, recognizes that intensity is not a binary property, but rather a graduated physiological state that can be quantified through multiple complementary measures. Low-intensity sessions, such as easy-paced cycling or resistance work at 30 to 40% of one repetition maximum, 1RM, promote recovery and aerobic-based development by engaging primarily oxidative metabolism and enhancing mitochondrial density. Conversely, high-intensity efforts exceeding 85% of maximum heart rate, HR max, or approaching maximal lifting efforts target performance adaptations and power output by recruiting greater muscle fiber recruitment and inducing greater metabolic stress. This spectrum allows practitioners to strategically vary training stimuli across a macrocycle to drive distinct physiological adaptations whilst managing fatigue and injury risk. Resistance training zones, from 1RM percentages to repetition capacity. Resistance training intensity is conventionally quantified by percentage of one repetition maximum, 1RM, the heaviest load an individual can lift for a single repetition, combined with the number of repetitions achievable before muscular failure. This framework provides an objective, reproducible method for prescribing training loads and monitoring progression. According to resistance training physiology frameworks, the 30-50% 1RM zone permits 15 to 20 repetitions and targets muscular endurance and hypertrophy in untrained populations, whilst the 80-90% 1RM zone restricts repetitions to 4 to 6 and primarily develops maximum strength and neuromuscular power. The subjective OmniRes, Omni rating of perceived exertion for resistance exercise scale, which ranges from 1 to 10, provides a practical complement to objective load measures. A rating of 1-3 represents very light effort, recovery-focused, long-duration sets, whilst ratings of 9-10 indicate maximal effort approaching neuromuscular limits, typically allowing only 1-3 repetitions. This integration of objective and subjective metrics enables personalized training prescription that accounts for individual variation in strength, fatigue state, and recovery capacity. Resistance training intensity, scaled from 30 to 50% 1RM, enabling 15 to 20 repetitions for endurance work, to 80 to 90% 1RM, enabling 4 to 6 repetitions for strength development, represents a physiologically distinct continuum that aligns with muscular adaptation goals and perceived exertion scales. Exercise Physiology Literature Consensus Framework. Aerobic training thresholds, lactate accumulation, and metabolic transitions. Endurance exercise intensity is physiologically structured around two critical lactate thresholds that mark transitions between metabolic states. LT1, lactate threshold 1, also termed the onset of blood lactate accumulation, OBLA, represents the workload at which lactate begins to accumulate in blood plasma above resting levels. Below LT1, lactate production and clearance remain in equilibrium, enabling prolonged aerobic exercise using primarily fat and carbohydrate oxidation. LT2, lactate threshold 2, also termed the anaerobic threshold, marks the point of rapid lactate buildup and signals the transition from predominantly aerobic to mixed aerobic-anaerobic metabolism. These thresholds are measurable through laboratory testing, blood lactate sampling during incremental exercise, or estimated through field measures such as maximum lactate steady state (MLSS) testing. Training below LT1, zones 1 to 2, enhances mitochondrial density, oxidative enzyme activity, and fat oxidation capacity, adaptations that expand aerobic base and improve efficiency at submaximal intensities. Training above LT2, zones 4-5, improves VO2 max capacity and anaerobic power output, enabling greater high-intensity work tolerance. This stratified approach to endurance training prescription allows coaches and clinicians to target specific metabolic adaptations and optimize training stimulus distribution across different intensity domains. The physiological basis for this model is well established in exercise science literature, which documents distinct mitochondrial and enzymatic responses to training at different lactate thresholds. Perceived effort as a practical clinical tool, integrating subjective and objective measures. Whilst objective metrics such as heart rate, power output, and blood lactate provide precise quantification of exercise intensity, perceived exertion scales offer a practical, low-cost method for real-time intensity monitoring and individual calibration. The RPE, Borg Rating of Perceived Exertion Scale, ranging from 6 to 20, and the newer Omni Rest Scale, 1 to 10 for resistance, 0 to 10 for aerobic, capture an individual's subjective sense of effort integrated across multiple physiological signals, muscle burn, breathing difficulty, central fatigue, and overall body strain. Perceived effort ratings provide several clinical advantages. First, they account for individual variation in physiological responses to identical external loads. Two athletes may have different heart rates or lactate responses at the same workload due to fitness level, genetics, or autonomic state. Second, they enable real-time intensity modulation without requiring laboratory measurement, making them suitable for field-based training and clinical rehabilitation settings. Third, they integrate multiple physiological and psychological dimensions that objective metrics alone may not capture, including central fatigue and motivation state. For this reason, integrated training prescription in clinical and sports medicine increasingly combines objective thresholds determined through testing with subjective effort ratings monitored during training sessions to optimize safety, adherence, and individualized adaptation. What this means for patients: understanding your personal intensity zones, whether from testing or perceived exertion scales, allows you to self-regulating effort and track progression without relying solely on external devices. This framework empowers individuals in rehabilitation or fitness programs to recognize when they are exercising at appropriate intensities for their recovery or performance goals. For clinicians, integrating objective thresholds, 1RM testing, lactate threshold assessment, with subjective effort scales enables evidence-based prescription of exercise dose and intensity for diverse populations, from cardiac rehabilitation to sports medicine, and allows real-time safety monitoring during clinical exercise programs for policymakers. Exercise prescription frameworks based on intensity zones and effort scales provide a standardized, cost-effective approach to population health through community exercise programs, occupational health initiatives, and chronic disease management, supporting broader public health goals for physical activity and metabolic health. Frequently asked questions: how do I know what percentage of 1 RM I am lifting if I haven't been formally tested? 1 repetition maximum, 1 RM, can be estimated through field testing. Select a weight you can lift for 6 to 10 repetitions with good form. Count the repetitions completed before failure and use prediction equations available in most strength training apps and coaching resources to estimate your 1 RM. Alternatively, perceived exertion ratings, OmniRes 1 to 10 scale, provide a practical substitute. Aim for ratings of 3 to 4, light for recovery work, 5 to 7, moderate to hard for hypertrophy and strength, and 8 to 10, hard to maximal for peak strength or power sessions. This approach requires no equipment beyond your subjective judgment. What is the difference between lactate threshold 1, LT1, and lactate threshold 2, LT2? LT1, or onset of blood lactate accumulation, OBLA, marks the workload at which blood lactate first rises above resting levels, 2 millimol. Below this intensity, lactate production and clearance are balanced, permitting prolonged aerobic work. LT2, or anaerobic threshold, marks the point of rapid lactate accumulation, typically 4 millimoles per year and above, where aerobic metabolism cannot meet energy demands alone and anaerobic contribution increases. Training below LT1 builds aerobic base and fat oxidation capacity. Training above LT2 improves high-intensity tolerance and VO2 max. Most endurance athletes spend approximately 80% of training time below LT1, 10% between LT1 and LT2, and 10% above LT2 to optimize adaptation whilst managing injury risk. Can perceived exertion scales replace objective heart rate or power measurement? Perceived exertion scales provide a valuable complement to objective measures, but are best used in combination with them, especially during initial training program design. Objective metrics, heart rate monitors, power meters, lactate testing provide precise, reproducible data for threshold identification and training load quantification. Perceived exertion scales offer real-time feedback and account for day-to-day variation in autonomic state and readiness. Optimal practice integrates both. Establish thresholds through objective testing, then monitor effort ratings during training to detect when actual and perceived intensity diverge, which may signal fatigue, illness, or overtraining. This combined approach is increasingly standard in clinical exercise prescription and sports medicine. As exercise science continues to refine understanding of intensity prescription, the integration of objective thresholds with subjective effort scales represents a practical, evidence-based pathway for clinicians, coaches, and individuals to optimize training stimulus, individualize exercise prescription, and safely progress across diverse populations and goals. Future research should focus on validating effort-based prescription protocols in clinical populations and developing standardized tools for threshold estimation in resource-limited settings, ensuring that intensity-based training frameworks remain accessible and applicable across diverse healthcare contexts. Source: Understanding Exercise Intensity, Effort, and Physiological Stress.